QAnon is now the most prolific online conspiracy theory of the 21st century. None of their predictions came true, Q has vanished, and the storm never came. But QAnon is still alive. I'm Jake Hanrahan, and this is Series 2 of Q Clearance, a podcast shedding light on the ongoing QAnon conspiracy theory. This is a production of Coup d'Etat Media and iHeartRadio. In the last episode, we spoke about the January 6th storming of the Capitol building and how that was heavily tied to QAnon. We heard how many Q followers literally posted footage of themselves committing federal crimes on social media, often even using QAnon hashtags and mottos such as "Where we go one, we go all" and hashtag "Trust the plan." After it was cleared that the Capitol building rioters were in deep shit and largely connected to Q, major social media companies launched a sweeping set of restrictions against anyone promoting QAnon. Specifically, the major players were banned, deleted, and removed from platforms such as Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Of course, these tech giants made themselves out to be holier than thou by doing this, but don't forget they allowed QAnon to thrive before deciding to collectively take action. But take action they did. Some of the largest QAnon personalities had hundreds of thousands of followers. They lost their accounts overnight, and so did the most vocal QAnons on social media, even if they only had a small following. So within the space of 8 weeks, Q vanished, posting his last drop on December 8th, 2020. Trump lost the election, and QAnons were removed from social media. At this point, when it was absolutely clear that Q's plan was all a hoax, the plan was never going to happen, many QAnons lost faith. We'll talk about that in another episode, but today we're focusing on the QAnons that didn't lose faith, the ones who doubled down. They refused to accept defeat, and ironically, they then found themselves in the perfect spot to take their conspiracy theories to new levels of absolute madness. Banished from all the mainstream social media sites, Q followers flocked to the instant messaging app Telegram. Essentially, they went underground. It's here where QAnon has taken on a new, even stranger form. Now, before we go into that, first, let's talk about Telegram. You might use it yourself, I do, most journalists have it. It's a lot like WhatsApp, but the sales pitch amongst users is often that it's more cryptographically secure. It's also not owned by Facebook as WhatsApp is, and therefore it isn't in favor of deeply undemocratic censorship like Facebook is. Now, because of this, there have been some extremely overdramatic takes written about Telegram. Some journalists have even claimed it's an app for the far right. That's really not quite accurate. As I've said, Telegram is a messaging app where you can create your own channels or groups, which are basically like chat rooms. You can add people can subscribe, you can broadcast information, or you can allow everyone to talk, whatever, however you want to do it. There are many options. Telegram, for the most part, adheres to free speech in an absolutist kind of way and is therefore pretty much open to everyone. There are very few rules, really. Now, does that mean that neo-Nazis, racists, and other horrific scumbags can use this app? Yes. And if that shocks you, all I can say is welcome to the internet. Telegram is not, however, only used by the worst people in our society, those people I just mentioned. Telegram is also used by activists living in authoritarian regimes anarchist militant groups. I follow a group of them. I've seen them on there a few times. Journalists throughout the world. There's loads all over the place putting in information. There are news aggregators, leftist media organizations, many, many varying different people and facets of society are using Telegram. Telegram is simply a tool. And as I mentioned, it's one QAnons went absolutely wild with, and they still are. Now, trust me, I do not work for Telegram. I don't particularly care about Telegram, who runs it. I just wanted to get that out of the way so people understand that. This is just a messaging app that was already there. The QAnons, they migrated onto it. Because, you know, when they were kicked off of social media, they needed a place to go. So many different channels popped up on Telegram to take on what were, in a way, QAnon refugees, if you like. I saw a few of them referring to themselves as that, which, depending on some of their political views, is quite ironic. They needed to gather somewhere, though, and they wanted to talk to each other, talk about the plan, keep it moving. Now, I've been following a few of these channels, and to give you an idea of what they're about, here's some content from one that has over 110,000 subscribers. Brace yourself for this. This is pretty much a standard message from this group, by the way. It's wild. Okay, so, quote, President Trump, Pompeo, Miller Combs, and more. Popcorn emoji. Trump statement on Afghanistan troops plus decode follow the money. Zero day. The time has come to take back our country. What is Mill Intel? Fizagate coming very soon to a theater near you. Rats running. Timing is everything. Enjoy the show. Trump statement on terrorism plus decode. Cuomo equals murderer. Voter ID law will be mandated. Who funds ISIS? HRC connected. Biden equals cheater. What must be done first? Muslim Brotherhood is not the same thing as Islam. Pompeo 2A, right to bear arms. Tweet, TS1011, Q1011, gun control coincidence. Miller Queen, tweet, TS100, Q100. Who is the Queen of England? Secret society, evil, Satan. Who follows? Spirit cooking represent? Lynn Wood, Q is the truth. Trump, it's going to take a little while to show pertaining to showing pedo Biden's anti-American policies. I didn't fuck that up, by the way. That's exactly how it's written there. Very weird. Flynn, we need to renew our faith in God. The truth is going to come out. Ben Carson, we need to have strong beliefs to weather the storm that's coming. Keep the faith. We will win. End quote. And breathe. As you can see, it is absolute madness, but this does make sense to the people in the group. Along with this message is over 10 different images and videos. The images are mostly screenshots from various different Q drops and Trump statements. On the screenshot, someone has tried to decode secret messages that are clearly not there. There are arrows of different colors pointing here, there, and everywhere. There are numbers, labels. Is all a massive mess. It's like Robert Langdon on methamphetamine. But a lot of them are still going along with this. There are many comments on this saying, yeah, we're going to win. Where we go one, we go all. We know the truth, that sort of thing. They think they're still moving ahead with the so-called plan. Being on Telegram has effectively led the most hardcore of the hardcore QAnons to each other all in one place. Something interesting that seems to be happening now as well is how they're all being coaxed into even more extremist ideologies on Telegram. Actual neo-Nazis are coordinating with each other and infiltrating QAnon Telegram group chats, trying to push a more extremist ideology in the midst of the madness of Q. I spoke to an independent researcher and journalist named Matt Taylor, who's been investigating various far-right groups on Telegram. He's witnessed firsthand how they're trying to turn QAnons into something even more grotesque. Basically, you've seen like more far-right groups kind of what, trying to recruit from QAnon or what? Like, what are they doing?
I think they're, from what I'm seeing, it looks like they're either trying to recruit from QAnon or use QAnon as a sort of vehicle for accelerationism. Specifically, the groups I monitor on there, they are accelerationists in nature, and they see QAnon. So they see QAnon as a LARP, basically, right? Like they see it as nonsense, and they see it as sort of a just a way that's like creating even more, I guess, diversion amongst the right.
So you mean like these more hardline far right groups, they look at QAnon, they're like, these people are idiots, but we can use it to our advantage, basically.
Yeah, exactly that. They'll say it, they're like, yeah, it's absolutely a psyop, but we can use this.
And how do they use it?
They use it by going in, like you'll see one of the members of the chats forward a QAnon group and be like, hey guys, let's go in here, look at what I said here about Jewish people. Let's really try to push that point. Like, so they're really trying to push the anti-Semitism even further, and also like Holocaust denial, praise for Hitler, pretty much anything in that sort of vein. They're really trying to push that in these groups. And I think it's easier for them to do it on Telegram because there's not really a risk of getting banned. You know, like on Facebook, it would be really hard for them to do that because social groups get banned very quickly. And videos and articles and all that stuff about like Holocaust denial usually, or at least from what I've seen, get banned pretty quickly. Yeah, I mean, they're going in there for infiltration purposes, just to, like I said, whether it be for recruitment or just to like further like poke and prod QAnon into acting on some of these beliefs and everything.
Yeah, and how effective are they at that? Are you seeing QAnons pushing back, saying no, you know, because a lot of QAnons, you know, as insane as they were and as right-wing as they weren't all far-right or racist at the start, you know, as much as the media wanted to portray them as that, a lot of them actually weren't, you know, they're very lost in my opinion, but they weren't all racists and stuff like that. Are you seeing like pushback from them, or are they kind of getting with it now? Things are getting a little bit more bizarre in the ideology.
There's pushback in these channels, but I mean, there's also people saying like, oh, can you send me more resources on that? That's really interesting. I've never thought of that before. I think that's a pretty dangerous place to get into because they're taking like, somebody will drop in a BitChute link to like a Hitler documentary and say, hey, you know, Hitler's not the bad guy or wasn't the bad guy here. He was actually doing good. And, you know, some people will be like, well, no, he was terrible. And then other people are like, wait a second. Can I see some more information on that? Like, that's kind of eye opening. And that's, I don't know. I just think that's a very dangerous place for them to be into because it's, you know, they're not accepting it, but they're not necessarily rejecting it either. And that's a slippery place to be, you know?
Yeah, I think not completely immediately rejecting Nazism is quite a step towards it.
Exactly. And it's, I think the issue with QAnon being on Telegram is, I mean, not to say that the anti-Semitism hasn't always been there. It's, you know, it's always been there in some degree, but it seems more pronounced, at least from my point of view, on Telegram. Because like I said, they don't have to worry about that ban. But one of these groups I monitor, one of these like blatantly far right, like neo-Nazi groups, were like, hey guys, go into this QAnon channel right now. They're so demoralized. You can pretty much say whatever you want. They're not going to push back. He's like, I've been saying anti-Semitic stuff all day long and they're not pushing back at all. It's great. And it's not just like, they're not just doing it on Telegram, right? Like I'll see, like even like poll on 4chan, like the poll board, like they'll be like, hey guys, I posted this and this guy replied this. Can you guys help me come up with a reply to him to try to like pull this guy even further? And so you'll have like two or three people be like, hey, you should say this or you should say this. And they kind of like create this like Frankenstein's monster of a response and put it on the board or whatever. And they do the same thing in the QAnon chats as well. So that's a thing to consider when you see like somebody say something like super anti-Semitic or like full on like Nazi talking points. It might not just be from that one person. It might be from like a few people kind of collaborating on a response.
So it seems that now QAnon has gone underground, it's being infiltrated by people who want to make it more extreme. Out of sight, out of mind for some. However, this could have a potentially catastrophic reaction later down the road. What's more, the QAnon ideology is evolving or devolving depending on how you look at it. Since Trump lost the election, they've sort of broken off into two separate but also sometimes converging threads of thought. On one hand, there's the Stop the Steal side of things, a concept the Trump family has promoted. Stop the Steal refers to the belief that the election was stolen from Trump by a deep state operation to rig voting machines in Joe Biden's favor. This has been promoted heavily by 8chan's Ron Watkins, one of two men I believe was running the Q account for the most part of last year, as we documented in Series 1. Then on the other hand, there's the Patriots are in control side of things. This is the theory that actually Joe Biden's victory was allowed to happen by Trump and Q. The idea is that Q and Trump are secretly in control. They genuinely believe that the Q team is working behind the scenes, allowing everything to happen as it is, as a means of allowing these so-called bad guys to expose their evils further. Then, they still believe, Trump will swoop in and take over. They believe that only then will there be enough evidence to show everyone that Q was right all along. Essentially, they've shifted the goalposts to convince themselves and other people that this is all still part of the plan. They then think a new Q-backed economic reform called Nassar will take hold when Trump comes back. We'll be covering that in detail in a future episode. One of the most ardent QAnon supporters that I've been watching for years now is a man named Craig Mason. He had a large following on YouTube before his channel was shut down by them. Craig is one of the most optimistic, chirpy, and very naive QAnons out there. Mason honestly seems like without all of this nonsense, he'd probably be a genuinely fun guy to grab a drink with. He's not as embedded in the nastiness, perhaps, as many of the other QAnons are. Unfortunately, he is completely and utterly wrapped up in Q still. I watched one of his recent videos on BitChute, a YouTube clone that is next to no community rules. This is what he had to say on one of his live streams. This was recorded January 12th, 2021. He's reading an old Q drop from November 1st, 2017. This is something a lot of the QAnons are doing now that Q has vanished. They're reading over old Q drops and, quote, decoding them to retroactively give their meaning to what's currently happening now. So before Trump was voted out of office, they were saying, okay, this is what Q is saying. This is the plan that is coming up. Now they're saying, actually, Q was giving us a code to deal with ourselves once he vanishes when Trump is removed from office. It's quite unhinged. Have a listen.
Okay, so how about this for a little potential decode action of an interesting post? If we look at this here, four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is that relevant? To prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during this transition. Oh, transition. Well, we're transitioning to a new administration, a second administration, probably Trump. Think logically about the timing of everything happening. Note increased military movement. We've seen increased military movement. Note NG, National Guard deployment starting tomorrow. Are National Guard deployments going to start on Wednesday? We've already seen that they're making movements in Washington, D.C. Note FFs. They're trying. Follow Huma. I don't know where Huma is. Prepare messages of reassurance based on what was dropped here to spread on different platforms. This has got to be it, right? This has got to be it. This has got to be it. What other timing can it be? The inauguration is in 9 days, and I really think beyond that, it's got to be now. Mama457 says, I feel it in my bones, something is dropping. I could not agree more. Andy Girl says, how the heck did Q know this would all happen? I mean, it is so spot on, it's insane. I know, right? It's been planned for many years.
So there we have it. As you can hear, they are desperately holding on to this idea that Q is alive and kicking, planning, and will eventually return. It's actually quite sad to listen to. QAnon has not gone away, it's just gone underground, and now it's more outlandish and potentially dangerous than ever. Q Clearance is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. I'm Jake Hanrahan. You can find me online at Jake_Hanrahan. That's HANRAHAN. This episode was produced by myself with fact-checking and additional research by Sarah Hightower. The music is by Sam Black and the sound was mixed by Thomas Griffin at Splicing Block.